Here's the Chemtone Hour with Dunninger, the master mentalist. Chemtone's the miracle wall finish that paints an average room for only $2.98. Goes on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, playrooms, walls, and ceilings like magic. Goes right over wallpaper, paint, or wallboard. Mixes with water, dries in an hour, washes easily. And here's your Chemtone host, a man who catches up on his reading by telling what's on your mind, Dunninger.
Thank you, Glenn. Indulging in a little light summer reading, I get the impression from someone in the audience that's concentrating his or her mind upon a name. The name begins with an M. I get the name Mellini. Where does it come from, please? Mellini. That comes from the lady about the, well, about the 20th row center of the auditorium. My dear lady, we never met before, is that correct?
No, indeed, we've never met
The
before.
Reason that Mellini comes to your mind tonight is because you have seen him years ago do a somewhat similar demonstration
yes,
of sword
indeed.
Reading, is that correct?
Yes.
You're asking me to tell you where you saw this demonstration, is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
That is what you're thinking about.
That is what I'm thinking of.
Are you thinking of a place in New Orleans? No.
No.
Are you thinking of... Wait now, it isn't New Orleans?
No, it's new, but it's not Orleans.
It is new. Are you thinking of Wellington?
Yes, New Zealand.
New Zealand. Wellington, New Zealand. Thank you very much. That is about 90% accurate, and now I receive the initials J.M., M-A-N-D-V-I-L-L, or something like that. A U-I-L-L, where does it come from, please? Who identifies that name? The initial J. Whose thought is that? Won't you kindly raise your hand rapidly? Jane, I believe it is. And the last name, Mandville. That comes from you, Marion? Is that correct? The lady about the... seems to come from your direction. I'm not very, very certain. This person is thinking of California. There's the lady on the right side of the studio about the 35th or 36th row. Now, that is your thought, Marion?
That was the middle name that you gave.
Oh, only the middle name. Mm-hmm. You were thinking of that name, however.
Yes, but as
very
a
well.
Middle
see
name,
if I can give you the rest
name.
Of it. You want the full name?
I want the full name.
Would it be Flint?
Right.
Is this person residing in California?
Right.
In Los Angeles?
Near.
West Los Angeles.
That's correct.
Yes, and the exact address, would that be Manning Avenue?
Right.
2314.
That's right.
I thank you.
Dunninger will demonstrate in more detail what's on your mind in just a moment. Right now, let's turn out the lights, get into that eerie mood, and meet our four judges of the evening. First, coming out of the inner sanctum, your inner sanctum host, Raymond, who actually is Raymond Edward Johnson. And the prominent author of the mystery X Marks the Dot, and handwriting expert of the New York Sunday Mirror magazine, Miss Muriel Stafford. At Miss Stafford's right is Ellery Queen's lovely secretary, Nikki, who in real life is Marion Chocolate. And judge number four is the sensational new singing star, Dick Brown.
Thank you, Glenn. Later, I shall try to solve the mental mystery our four judges have created just for this occasion. Right now, I get an impression of someone in the audience that is saying to me, where am I from? And is concentrating very definitely upon the city of Chicago. Where does that come from? Where am I from? I'm thinking I am from Chicago. Where does that thought come from, please? That comes from the lady about the 45th row. The young man is running up to her with a mic in order to get her verifications to whether or not I'm correct.
Yes.
Is that your thought? Is that right?
Yes, what can I say?
Would you kindly reply?
Yeah, I'm
correct, madam.
I am from Chicago.
You are? That's what you were thinking about?
Yeah.
Is there anyone near you that's thinking of what seems to be a phone number? I get Glenmore. That comes from a lady upon the other side of the studio. About the 12th row. Is that your own phone number, young lady?
That's right.
Glenmore.
Yes.
You simply ask the questions mentally, what is my phone number? And you're thinking of Glenmore, too? Would that be 2684?
My goodness.
Thank you. Someone is thinking of money. I receive the impression, it seems to be rather a large sum. The question is, where can I get about $10,000? I come from a gentleman way down below. Just raise your hand high, sir. My dear friend, you let me know and I'll split it with you. I would I have the answer to that one. Who among you is thinking of a certain date? Is thinking of the month of March? I get the 26th day of March. Where does it come from, please? That comes from the gentleman about the, 25th or 26th row, right side of the studio. Is that an event of importance to you, sir?
Yes, it's my birthday.
Your own birthday?
Yeah.
You were born in the year 1905, is that right?
Right.
I thank you very much. And now I receive the impression of someone thinking of the initials M.P., the name Margot Pierce. Where does it come from, Pete? The lady about the last row, or very close to it, about 50 rows up the studio. Is that your thought, young lady?
Yes.
Have we ever met before?
No.
Am I correct in stating that you were juggling your thoughts between a piece of jewelry or money that you have in your purse or a name of someone in your family? Have you a daughter?
Yeah, the name.
Her name is Marguerite?
Mm-hmm.
Her age is 12?
Yes.
This piece of money you have in your possession, is that a Jewish gold piece?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Now, you seem to be an exceptional subject, and once again the question, we have never met before, is that correct?
No.
Your question as you walked into the studio before you got here was this. I wonder, could Dellinger tell me where I was born? Is that right?
Yes.
But you didn't ask it. You didn't write it. Is that correct? Am I right, madam?
Yes.
You did not write this information?
No.
Nor the question?
No.
You concentrated upon the money instead. Now, am I correct in stating that you were born, think very hard, please. Would that be Antwerp?
Yes.
In Europe?
Yes.
But you lived in North Carolina?
Yes.
Would we say Durham, North Carolina?
Yes.
Right. I thank you very much. And now the initials D.C.H. Does that make sense to anyone? D.C.H. I get Major. That comes from the lady on the right side of the studio. Madam, you want, I take it, you would like me to give you the full name of the initials you have in mind?
Yes, I would.
You want the full name? You've made a notation of the initials, but the name is known to you alone.
Yes.
Would that be Donald C. Hyman?
Right.
Would that number be a serial number of his?
Yes.
Is that all right, Mr. Weiss? Can I give the lady the number? All right. I ask that only so as not to disclose any vital information. War information, which, of course, must not be disclosed, but George Weiss thinks it's all right. Madam, are you thinking of the numbers 0331863?
That's correct.
I thank you very much. And now I receive an impression of someone saying, is my position permanent? Where does it come from, please? Lady about the 12th row. My dear lady, I'm no fortune teller. I don't know. But I would like to state that no position is permanent. We only hold a position as long as we choose to concentrate upon our wares and do them successfully. The impression which comes to me now is something about where... No, I get two sets of numbers. The first set, 3047. Where does that come from, please? 3047. Who's thought? The lady about the
35th row, right side of the studio. Would you walk down to the lady, please, with the mic? Would you mind standing for a moment, madam, or just whispering into the mic as to whether I'm right or wrong? That is your thought?
Yes.
But isn't it true that you were trying to make up your mind whether you would concentrate upon that one set of numbers or another very different?
That's right.
And the number that you weren't concentrating upon, but had in your mind subconsciously, seems to be 6467. Is that correct?
That's right.
I thank you very much. Who is thinking of the digits 2316? 2316. An address. I get Aldridge. Does that make sense to anyone? The lady right to the right about the 17th or 18th row. Is that your thought, young lady?
Yes.
Is that your own address?
It was.
It was your address, your last address. Am I correct on the 2316?
2216.
Oh, 2216. Well, that's fairly close, isn't it? Would that be Aldridge Avenue South?
Right.
I thank you. Who among you was thinking of what seems to be, well, I get the word Saturday and 1846. Does that make sense to anyone? Does that make sense to anyone? That comes from the lady about the 35th or 36th row.
It was Saturday, but 1946.
1946. Is that an event of some sort?
Well, yes.
Is it a ball game?
No.
No. Well, it's a contest, isn't it?
No, it's something I'm hoping for.
You're hoping for it?
Yes.
Well, has it anything to do with an appearance upon a studio show?
No, it hasn't.
Were you thinking of Lucky Strike?
Yes.
I don't know whether that's on our network or not, but I get it from the lady's thought. I get what seems to be Hollins.
Yes.
And Lucky Strike, and then the Saturday, and the date.
Yes.
Well, that about possibly makes sense to you, but I was successful, of course, of getting the impression. Thank you very much indeed for aiding me. Now someone is saying, I have lost a sum of money. Will I find it? Whose thought, please? Someone lost some money and wants to know, will they find it? Well, that is the gentleman's idea. My dear friend, I wish I knew. If money could think, I'd try and locate it for you. But since it doesn't think, I can only get the thought from you. And I can only tell you that, well, it's gone as far as I'm concerned, but the amount seems to be $10. Is that correct?
Right, that's right.
That is right. I thank you very much.
As a charter member of the Inner Sanctum, Raymond, have you any comments so far?
This is all very well, Mr. Riggs, but when does the mayhem begin, huh?
Well, I believe you and our other judges have taken care of that, Raymond, and the mystery story you've asked me to solve later on.
We dare you to solve it, Mr. Dunninger.
I see. Mr. Apple, but no man could refuse a dare from so attractive a sort.
Well, now, I warn you, Mr. Dunninger, Ellery Queen's listening in.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I'll try not to disappoint him, Nicky.
I see Dick Brown looking very mystified. So, Dunninger, how about one more demonstration with me as the subject?
That's no test at all, Glenn. Everybody knows what's on your mind. You start. My mind was blank.
Amazing, Dunninger. Absolutely amazing. And so is Chemtone. Hey, are you pulling my leg? My mind was a blank on home decorating until I heard of Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. Today, I live in a dream house. And only yesterday, I lived in a mess. Chemtone changed the living room, the dining room, and the bedrooms overnight. Chemtone went right over our faded living room wallpaper, our rough surface dining room walls and ceilings, our painted and unpainted bedrooms like magic. And it cost us only $2.98 a room to use Chemtone, the miracle wall finish.
Glenn, did you write that?
Oh, no, sir, Dunninger. That's what thousands of listeners write about Chemtone. As a lieutenant in the Army Air Force, our singing star, Dick Brown, flew small, unarmed reconnaissance planes over Jap-held territory in the South Pacific. He had many a close shave, and one of them was a little too close. Sent back home to recuperate, he's returning to his original career of singing. Chemtone is proud as well as pleased, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce, through the courtesy of his sponsor, the Form Fit Company, Dick Brown.
I'm just a fellow on a furlough, out looking for a dream. The one who's in my dreams every night, a lonesome fellow on a furlough, in search of company, somebody who will be my guiding light. Oh, pretty lady, you'll hear me say, beautiful lady, are you going my way? I'm just a fellow on a furlough, whose hopes have all come true. The girl of my furlough dream is you. Oh, pretty lady, you'll hear me say, beautiful lady, are you going my way? I'm just a fellow on a furlough, whose hopes have all come true. The girl of my furlough dream is you.
Thank you, Dick Brown. That was swell. Raymond, since murder is the specialty of the Inner Sanctum, will you give Dunninger the background of the mystery story our judges have concocted for Dunninger to solve?
Oh, yes, certainly. As you've gathered, Dunninger, this is a sort of capsule murder mystery.
Mm-hmm, I understand, Raymond.
And the victim's name is, I forgot, Old Jones.
Sounds eerie.
Yes. His partner finds Jones has been embezzling from him. Jones is going to be killed. And your job is to tell us who did it.
All right. Who hates Mr. Jones besides the partner?
Oh, everybody who knows him, Mr. Dunninger. Years ago, this man, Jones, sent an innocent man to prison. The man has served his sentence and is eager for revenge.
Mm-hmm. This fellow Jones is a downright menace, Miss Stafford.
Well, oh, yes. But going to hear what Ellery Queen's secretary has to say about him, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nikki?
Well, Mr. Jones also has a very lovely daughter. We'll call her Nancy. Now, Nancy has fallen in love and wants to be married.
Mm-hmm, but her father says no. Is that it?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And they have violent quarrels.
So the partner, the ex-convict, and the daughter. They all hate Jones enough to do something desperate. And then what happens?
Dick Brown will tell you that.
Well, Mr. Jones has a birthday. His daughter, Nancy, arranges a surprise party for him, and all the people you've just heard about are there.
Father, now. Happy birthday, Father.
Huh? What's the meaning of this, Nancy?
Why, I've invited some of your, friends to surprise you.
Well, you can just unsurprise me then. Get out, all of you.
Now, look here, Jones. I thought this would be a good occasion to straighten out our partnership problem.
There is no problem. You accuse me of embezzling. I defy you to prove it.
Careful, Jones. I ran across an account book today.
Bosh. I'll claim it's a forgery.
Ah, yes, a forgery. You lied about that before, didn't you, Jones?
Eh?
Who are you?
Don't let my pale skin and white hair disturb your memory, Jones.
Pale skin, white. Why, you're...
Yes, the man you railroaded. And this is the day of reckoning I've waited for.
You dare to come to my house, you jailbird? Get out! Follow him! Get out!
Not so fast, Father. I want you to meet the man you've always refused to meet. The man I'm going to marry. Father, this
is... Oh, Nancy, I've said my last word on the subject of your marriage.
Well, I haven't. And let me tell
Not
you...
now. Later, perhaps. When these unwelcome visitors have gone.
No, you don't, Jones. We're not leaving until...
Hey, he's got a gun.
Yes, and I know how to use it. Now, will you get out, or do I have to...
The lights. Who put the lights out?
Well, Doninger, you're on your own. There were the partner, the ex-convict, the daughter, Nancy, and her fiancé. Which of them killed Mr. Jones?
Is that all I have to do, Glenn?
That's all, Doninger.
Just figure that out. Well, a word or two to my judges. Might I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, if it isn't true that quite a distance from this studio this afternoon, you among yourselves decided upon a possible solution to the mystery. Is
that's
that correct?
That's right. Right.
The solution is one upon which you all have, well, agreed, where I, may we state.
Correct.
Right. Right. I haven't any way of knowing what solution you have formed. And since I have no desire to guess at the possible answer, I'm relying entirely upon your cooperation to mentally project the answer that you yourselves have chosen. Is that agreed upon and understood
right.
fully?
Right.
Now, will you be kind enough, therefore, to compose a sentence in your mind and word by word, in unison, project that sentence to me, and I will make an effort to completely and correctly, I trust, analyze your thoughts. Word for word, please. I receive this impression. The fiancée who is the convict's son killed Jones to avenge his father. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is that 100%?
Well, you certainly took care of the mayhem department, Raymond. What do you think now?
I think Dunninger is really great. Anytime you get tired of reading thoughts, Dunninger, drop into the inner sanctum and read a few tombstones of me, huh?
Thank you, Raymond. Miss Stafford?
Oh, I'm baffled. I can tell all about a person from his or her handwriting, and I do. Thousands of letters a week. But graphology has definite rules. Mr. Dunninger seems to be a law unto himself. Baffling is a word for him.
Thank you. Mr. Brown?
I still don't see why Dunninger called his book, What's on Your Mind. He always seems to know.
That's about right. What about you, Nikki?
Well, just don't be surprised if I advise Ellery Queen to send for Dunninger the next time we're back.
Well. Thank you very much, Nikki.
Well, thank you, Nikki, and Muriel Stafford, and Dick Brown, and Raymond Johnson for appearing as our judges tonight. And a pleasure to be tested by minds as keen as yours. I'm not certain whether George Weiss would like me to do this or not, but I have an impression that our friend Nicky here has been concentrating upon something in her possession since she came to the studio tonight. And if I'm inaccurate, which I hope I am not, she had a series of snapshots in her purse. Is that correct? Does that mean
right.
anything to you?
That's right.
Is that correct?
That's right.
Is there one in particular that you were, well, sort of juggling about in your mentality to see whether or not you could project to me?
Yes.
There is one in particular?
Yes.
Isn't
There's
that
one I'm very fond of.
One that you're very fond of?
That's right.
Would that be a picture of a youngster?
That's right.
A baby in the nude? Lying upon its stomach, so to speak.
That's right.
With its head turned to the right. And its left foot up in the air.
Sort of, yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now, that is the impression as you have mentally composed it. And that is more or less in accordance with the impression that I received. Is that right?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Yes.
Well, so much for that. I have an impression that comes from someone in the audience that is more or less disappointed in not having been able to reach me. It comes from the lady, let me say, about 22, 23 rows down. I seem to sense an impression that you kindly walk down with the mic. When you get down to the proper point, I'll stop you. That's the idea. Correct. Right about there and turn to your left. Would you be asking me for, well, you were concentrating upon the fact that you're here tonight on someone else's staff. Is that correct? Someone else's ticket, is that right?
That's right.
And isn't it true that upon your way to the studio, you were thinking about asking me a question that you afterward decided not to ask?
That's right.
The answer, to my mind, the point of common sense, is no. Thanks a lot for helping.
Here's a story that certainly isn't a mystery tale. You all have heard about the 50,000 Frenchmen who can't be wrong, but even these Frenchmen aren't as right as the 50,000 dealers who sell Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. And if you want to do yourself a right good turn, go to one of these dealers tomorrow and bring home a lovely new room. For that's what a gallon can of colorful Chemtone contains. Be sure that you get the one and only genuine Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. Next week, Chemtone will dedicate our program to the United States Coast Guard. Our judges will be
Rear Admiral L.C. Covell, commanding officer of the Manhattan Beach Training Station.
Commander Jack Dempsey, also of Manhattan Beach Training Station.
The Coast Guard Director of Public Relations, Captain Ellis Reed Hill.
Mary Small, the well-known singing star.
Now, here's Dunninger to say,
of course, there is another lady in the audience that I can't possibly disappoint. It seems to be the young lady, 2, 4, fifth row, second seat in. I think that is about right. Am I accurate in stating, young lady, that you were considering a change and wondered whether I could give you an answer to that thought?
Yes.
Is that correct? I'm not a fortune teller. I don't know whether a person should or should not change, even to the point of so slight a question as yours. It isn't anything to worry about, but the initial is D, and stick to it. You get the point?
Yes.
That's not advice I'm giving you. Again, it's just a hunch that I think would work out to your absolute satisfaction. Thanks a lot for helping. The Office of War Information has asked me to tell you about the urgent and immediate need for cadet nurses. If you are a high school graduate between the ages of 17 and 35, apply for the all-expense scholarship now available. Contribute to victory. Prepare for a professional future. Write to the United States Cadet Nurse Corps, Box 88, New York City. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
And this is Glenn Riggs adding a pleasant good night for the makers of Chemtone and its 50,000 dealers throughout the country. Try Chemtone. No muss, no fuss, no bother with Chemtone, the miracle wall finish. This is the Blue Network.